From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to sign tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as Thursday, with some trading partners receiving temporary exemptions. China's foreign ministry said Beijing will respond as necessary. Ryan Brooks has that story.
My priority must be keeping...
Apologies for that audio there. Britain's Home Secretary on Thursday said that the police officer who came into contact with a nerve agent used to attack an ex-Russian spy remains in serious condition, but is conscious and talking. She also updated the public on the conditions of a former spy named Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, saying that they remain in serious condition. Rudd said that the investigation into the attack is focusing on three sites, Skripal's home, a pub, and a restaurant. Rallies are being held across the globe Thursday to both celebrate International Women's Day and to demand an end to the exploitation, discrimination, and violence that women continue to face. In Manila, the capital of the Philippines, hundreds of women dressed in pink and purple to protest the 4,000 people killed under President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs. The opposition groups, the Syrian Civil Defense, commonly known as the White Helmets, released a video Thursday showing what they said was the government shelling of rebel-held Eastern Ghouta. For additional stories, videos, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary Rex Tillerson, on his second of a six-day Asia tour in Africa, his Africa tour, Tillerson said that the U.S. appreciated the statements on South Sudan made at the African Union Summit in January, where it raised the possibility of sanctions for violations of ceasefires in the conflict-stricken nation.
We truly call on all parties to abide by the cessation of hostilities and be open to compromise for the good of the South Sudanese people.
Tillerson said the U.S. also supported the AU's efforts towards economic integration and the lowering of trade barriers on the continent and how that could promote greater investment from U.S. businesses. Two South Korean envoys departed for Washington Thursday to discuss this week's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with U.S. officials. The South Korean envoys are expected to brief U.S. officials on North Korea's stance on possible future talks with Washington and its apparent willingness to suspend nuclear tests if the security of the North's government is assured. A suspected American airstrike in northern Afghanistan has destroyed a Pakistani Taliban-run suicide bombing training center, Jeff Custer reports.
Afghan officials confirmed but released few details of the attack Thursday, a day after it occurred in the Kunar province bordering Pakistan. The Defense Ministry spokesman said the airstrike in the remote mountainous Shalton area was carried out in coordination with Afghan military forces and had killed more than 15 terrorists. But he would not say whether U.S. drones or jet fighters bombed the militant compound. A NATO spokesman said he was not aware of the report and had no additional information. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Thursday that Tehran would not negotiate over its presence in the Middle East region with the United States and Europe. Khamenei also said Iran would only negotiate on that issue with other states within the region. South Africa's health minister said Thursday that the government would support any community intending court action over the world's largest listeria outbreak that has killed 180 people since December. India's Supreme Court on Thursday permitted a Hindu woman who converted to Islam to live with her Muslim husband, a man federal investigators accused of being a recruiter for militant group Islamic State in an incident they called Love Jihad. For additional stories 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com or follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.